Radio Influence. Podcasting redefined.
Hey guys, this is Tracy from Forking Around Town. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. Mine was food-filled, as always. I'm still actually feeling kind of full today, considering all I ate, and I really, really need to get back into the gym. It's something I've been kind of procrastinating a little bit. But anyway, I spent the entire day yesterday in Dunedin, Florida, which, if you're not familiar, it's a quaint little town. It's got incredible charm. Great little spots to eat, and one of my favorite places to go there is the Dunedin Brewery. I don't know what they do to their wings, but I am absolutely hooked on them. They are fried and served naked with sauces on the side. So yesterday I tried their Florida Heat and their Snake Bite. The Snake Bite was a little sweet and spicy, and the Florida Heat was awesome. Super spicy, which I like, but had incredible flavor. I also tried their blue cheese, which is infused with an IPA, which I thought was outstanding. When it comes to blue cheese, I cannot stand when restaurants use prepackaged dressings. It just irritates me. And you can definitely tell theirs is homemade, which I really love. Speaking of which, one of their beers that they have is their apricot wheat. And I would love to know, do you say apricot or apricot? Because yesterday I had an argument with my friend for about 30 minutes over pronouncing that word. So I'm curious as to how you say it, and I would love to hear. So just message me on my Instagram at Forking Around Town. Being from California, I say apricot. He's from Tampa. He says apricot. Who knows who's right, but it doesn't matter. It's still a delicious beer that I think you should try. So if you go to my Instagram, you can see those wings and how incredible they look. Just looking at them now makes me want to go drive up there and have some more. Even though I was surrounded yesterday by incredible beers, I was not able to have any because, unfortunately, I'm in the middle of a dry August. One of my friends challenged me to give up liquor for the month of August, or at least until football season starts, and he's already failed, but I'm sticking to it. So while I'm not enjoying alcohol right now, I am taking lots of pictures of it, and I like to bring friends along with me so they can partake in what I can't have. Eating chicken wings yesterday just got me more and more excited for football season, not because I'll be able to have a drink after my dry month of August, but because I absolutely love football and I enjoy more than anything creating different recipes each week to feature whatever opposing team my beloved Pittsburgh Steelers are playing. Football and food just go hand in hand, so I will be sharing lots of fun football foods around Tampa Bay, and I would love to hear from you guys and see what you're eating each Sunday. Giving up anything that you enjoy for a month is pretty tough, and one thing I will never, ever, ever give up is pizza. It is something I just cannot live without. I've tried it. I don't think I could go 2 days without pizza. Speaking of which, I had a fantastic pizza this past weekend at Medici in St. Pete. They feature a Neapolitan style, which is definitely what I prefer. When it comes to pizza, I love thin crust, fresh ingredients, and they just do it right. Instagram is definitely my favorite platform for social media, and I laugh when I go back and look at when it first came out and some of the pictures I took and how I've come such a long way. My personal Instagram is at Tracy Guida, TracyGuida, and I must have over 7,000 pictures, which is astonishing to me to think that I have that many. And if you look at how many followers I have, it's pretty low. When I started Forking Around Town a year ago, I definitely had a clear vision of what I wanted to do. And I kept that in mind with all of my photography. I really feel that people eat with their eyes. And that's kind of what I'm trying to accomplish with my food feed on Instagram. It's all about looking at that picture and just wanting to eat it through your phone. If I've accomplished that, then I know I've done my job. There are so many incredible, talented influencers in Tampa Bay that I just will spend hours scrolling through my feed and looking at their pictures. And I am so thankful to know most of them because they always give me the best advice as to where to go to eat. We all kind of work together and dine together. And I'm very lucky to have such a wonderful network of food bloggers in my life. I am excited to share that I do have some wonderful guests that will be coming on the podcast in the near future, and I would love to know who you would like to hear from. So feel free to email me at tracy@forkingaroundtown.com or just message me on Instagram and let me know who you would like to see on the podcast. Going back to my visit to Dunedin yesterday, I was in one of my favorite local ice cream shops, and they had a sign posted stating that they are no longer serving plastic straws unless requested, which I think is fantastic. About a month and a half ago, I decided to do my best to give up plastic straws. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I forget when I go out, but I usually catch myself and I remove the straw from my drink, or I will let the server know I don't need one. But it is such an important issue going on. And I didn't know that Americans use 500 million plastic drinking straws every single day. Plastic waste ends up in the oceans at the rate of 9 million tons every single year. Plastic does not biodegrade. It never goes away. And being someone who is absolutely in love with the ocean, I want to do my part to try to protect our oceans and marine life. I just would love to hear your feedback. There are so many restaurants in the Tampa Bay area that are going strawless, which I think is great. And I do have some wonderful guest speakers that will be coming on the podcast from restaurants that are no longer serving straws. And I would love to hear your feedback on that. Is it something that you are trying to do as well, or do you not believe in it? I would love to hear from you. So please email me at Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at ForkingAroundTown.com, or message me on Instagram at ForkingAroundTown. I really appreciate you guys listening to my first podcast. This is something, as I mentioned, I've wanted to do for a long time, and I really want to make it exciting for you all. So please feel free to let me know what topics you'd like to hear about, and I look forward to entertaining you each week. Forking Around Town will be available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com. In the meantime, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Forking Around Town. Have a delicious week, and I will talk to you soon.
This is a Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Duffified Live. Chef Kev DeShane.
Just got back from filming the great food truck race on the Food Network. And we
toured
the West Coast. Tyler Florence, yeah. We toured the West Coast in my food truck, which is called the New England Grill. Yeah, the whole concept was to bring some of the New England cuisine that I've been doing for the last 20 years out there. So we have lobster fritters and fish and chips and Yankee pot roast sliders and like some serious New England comfort food.
Awesome.
So that's kind of where I've been for the last 6 weeks, and now it's airing Thursday nights at 9 o'clock on Food Network.
So, dude, what is the premise? Because I hate to say this, and I even texted you the other day because I have to. I was out with our boy Chris Myers, who runs the Taste Festivals, and which we're going to talk about that in a minute anyway, because you and I get to hang out again. Because last year was just way too much fun.
it was a blast.
It was bad, dude. And he was telling me, he's like, you've got to watch the show. He's like, Kev is fucking awesome. He's like, Kev is absolutely awesome on it. And then our boy Eddie G's on there as well.
Yeah, I brought my team comprised of myself as a team leader, my concept and menu and everything. And I had to pick two teammates that I thought would kind of complement the truck well. So Chef Eddie G is my boy. He's a badass partner, man. He helps a lot. And then our third partner is a comedian from Boston named Christine Hurley. And the whole idea behind that was, you know, the two of us can be on the truck. She can be out front telling jokes, getting the people in, because a lot of people don't understand that just because you have a food truck doesn't mean there's going to be a line of people. So sometimes you have to bring the people in.
Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and, of course, RadioInfluence.com.